Chapter 20. In the morning, Jesse went directly to the safe house. He parked his Explorer in the garage and headed inside. Perkins and suitcase were in the second bedroom. It had been outfitted with a pair of army cots, two chairs, and a table. They would be there for as long as it took. "Post time," Jesse said. Through the one-way mirror, he could see Lopresti seated on the futon, wearing the bathrobe. Perkins called for Lopresti to stand against the far wall with his hands in the air. He unlocked the deadbolts and opened the door. Jesse entered. Perkins closed and relocked the door behind him. "Good morning," Jesse said. "You're welcome to stand down from the wall and sit if you like." Lopresti lowered his hands. He continued to stand. He looked at Jesse. "I know who you are," he said. Jesse didn't say anything. "Why am I here?" "You're being held," Jesse said. "I realize that. Why?" "You have something I want." "Which is?" "Information." "What information?" "The identity and whereabouts of your employer." "And if I don't provide that information?" "Then you'll continue to be held," Jesse said. "And if I do provide the information?" "Once it's verified, you'll be released." "So I'm a hostage." "I'd rather think of you as a prisoner of war." "A prisoner of war?" "Mob war. You know, the good guys versus the bad guys. In case you didn't realize it, you're one of the bad guys, captured while engaging in an act of war." "And you're prepared to hold me indefinitely?" "No." "What's that supposed to mean?" "There might come a time when I determine that holding you is fruitless. I sincerely hope that time never comes." Lopresti didn't say anything. "How this goes down depends entirely on you, Mr. Lopresti. If you don't wish to share the information with me now, I'll leave. But it's important for you to understand that there's a clock ticking on this circumstance, and I'm not a patient man." Lopresti remained silent. "Do you have family?" Lopresti nodded. "Kids?" Again, Lopresti nodded. "It'd be awful for them if they never heard from you again, or learned of your fate. I sympathize with them. But allow me to make this absolutely clear to you. If you continue to defy me, the consequences will be lethal." Jesse stood and walked to the door, which Perkins opened. He stepped out of the room and the door closed behind him. The only sound was that of the deadbolts being relocked. "What's next?" Perkins said. "We'll give him a little time to cogitate." "Cogitate?" Suitcase said. "You could look it up," Jesse said. He left the safe house and drove away.